Bitter cold conditions will continue to dominate a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the next few days, and we're going to have to deal with a major winter storm as we move into the weekend as well. The first problem is going to occur tonight and tomorrow night. There are areas from central Illinois into west central Ohio that are snow-free or nearly snow-free, and temperatures will be dropping below zero. Overnight lows tonight and tomorrow night will likely be in the negative single-digit readings in much of the lower Midwest. There will be a few temperatures getting down into the range of minus 13 to around minus 9 across a part of the northern sections of the lower Midwest, from northern Illinois into parts of northern Ohio. The cold air will be significant enough to cause some damage to winter wheat that is not protected. Now, the area that is completely snow-free is relatively small, just to the north of the east central sections of Illinois and just to the north of the west central sections of Indiana. These areas have no snow on the ground. This morning we'll get none before we get involved with the colder air tonight. And we are also looking at some erratic light coverage of snow in other areas surrounding this region. Now, Illinois and Indiana represent about 5% of the nation's total wheat production each year, and so only a very small portion of that will likely be vulnerable to damage overnight tonight. But nevertheless, the temperatures will get low enough to be a concern for some of those areas I've identified. In addition to that, there's still a lot of concern about cold weather coming up into the next couple of nights in the southern parts of the U.S., including the Florida citrus country, where both citrus and sugar cane could be damaged by freezing temperatures, especially Friday morning. But that's not all of the adversity that we have to deal with. There's going to be another major winter storm impacting portions of the Midwest as we move from Friday into Sunday. During that time period, we're going to encounter a very significant precipitation event that will produce widespread rain that's going to be in the range of 2 to 4 inches in portions of the region just south of the Ohio River, impacting most of Kentucky and Tennessee and parts of the northern U.S. Delta. Those areas will likely see this precipitation event as a threat for low-lying areas where flooding could cause some damage to winter wheat as well as some personal property. Just to the north of this heavy rain is going to be widespread freezing rain and snow. It will impact a big portion of the Midwest, mostly the southern and eastern parts of the region, and we'll expect to see snow accumulations run from 4 to 10 inches across parts of this region, and we'll also expect to see some banding of freezing rain occurring between the heavy rain event and the heavy snow event. Most of the snow of significance will occur from Kansas into parts of southern Michigan and northwestern Ohio. These areas will see the greatest amounts of snowfall, and I may be a little bit high on the accumulation rate. We'll watch the situation rather closely over the next day or two. We may see amounts more in the range of 4 to 8 inches, but nevertheless, travel across the region will be horrendous as we have to deal with this particular storm system. Once the storm is out of the way, another surge of bitter cold air will come into the northern portions of the Midwest, and that will be with us as we move on into the late part of the weekend and on into the early portion of next week. After that, hopefully, we'll start to see some kind of warming tendency across the region and perhaps a little more peaceful weather as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.